all of us here at High Plains Radio wishing everyone a Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays on this Christmas Eve Sunday. You think, Rich, what are you working today for? Well, we've got weather in the area. I'm working a little bit. Our good buddy Greg Tetley with Tetley Storm Chasing is working a little bit as well, Greg. Unfortunately, it looks like this storm we've talked about the last couple of days, it's shifted here, it's shifted there. And more for southwest Nebraska, northwest Kansas, northeastern Colorado, it looks like it's shifting again, and we could be in for a little bit more snow than we expected. Is that right?
That's exactly right, Rich. And unfortunately, you know, that's why we're getting this out on Christmas Eve, because there's going to be a lot of travel affected. Right now, you've got blizzard warnings to our north. There's people picking up, you know, a solid amount of snow today north of us, so travel's not recommended there. And honestly, travel is not recommended after 6 p.m. tonight all the way through Tuesday at noon. We've got various watches and warnings out, from blizzard warnings to winter storm watches, winter weather advisories, and that affects everybody from eastern Colorado, Yuma, Kit Carson, all the way across to Oberlin, Norton. Those guys are all affected with it as well. And then you can take in everything from Binkleman all the way across to clear to Hastings right now. You know, as far as our listening area, it's basically everybody in every station we have. Snow amounts right now are trending anywhere from 4 to 12 inches in our area, and locally higher amounts could be seen in some areas. But there's still some above average uncertainty as to the snow amounts, just a little bit of variance in these winter storms, and it can change those snow amounts. So hopefully it trends towards the lower side of that, but the big problem is not going to be so much 4 inches of snow as much as it will be 50-mile-an-hour winds along with this.
And that those winds are going to be sticking around for a little bit of time here on for especially Christmas Day into Tuesday. Is that right?
That's correct, and it's going to make a mess out of things. You know, it's been a long time since we've had 4 or 5 inches of snow or more and winds like this. So you're going to see blizzard conditions. You're going to see whiteouts. Travel is going to be nearly impossible. So if you're planning on going anywhere, you're going to have to wait till Tuesday afternoon or even into Wednesday to be safe. So if you're going to travel today, you're not going to go north, and you're probably not going to go northwest at all due to the weather up there. You could probably get south. You could probably get a little bit out of it. But, you know, it's supposed to start early for Kit Carson and Yuma and Hitchcock County and Dundee County. So I would expect some snow out there already. But it's going to be a mess, and, you know, we're just going to have to play it out, see how the snow falls and where the heaviest amounts are, but any snow we get with 50-mile-an-hour winds is going to make it nearly impossible travel. So best thing you can do right now is hunker down, call whoever you got to call and say, hey, we're not going to make it home on Christmas night, and maybe not Tuesday morning, but hopefully by Tuesday afternoon things will calm down and people can get some roads cleaned out. But boy, I expect road closures, maybe some power problems. You get that much snow, you can see tree branches, things like that, snapping off in the wind. So could be all kinds of problems, with the exception of no tornadoes and no hail.
Now, I did see eastern Kansas into parts of Missouri. You could get some severe weather further east, couldn't you?
Yeah, the parts of around Topeka, Wichita, and into St. Louis area later on, Christmas night into Tuesday, it's entirely possible. Of course, look at the front you got coming through here with the temperature changes and the dumping of the snow. So always out in front of it, you're going to see a little weather, but around here, it's going to be snowmageddon.
Exactly right. Greg, thank you. We'll keep in touch over the course of the day and probably a little bit of Christmas time on Christmas Day as well.
Yeah, I would imagine you're going to see a lot of city workers maybe out on Christmas starting to clean up some things or try to keep emergency areas open at least. You're probably going to wait till the wind goes down a little bit and the snow quits, but you know, you're going to have to keep the vital areas open, you know, fire and rescue areas. And right now is a great time for anybody listening. Your city crews are going to have to get out and move some snow either way. Hopefully it's not a ton, but if it is, best thing you can do is find a place to park your vehicle, you know, off the street for them, and stay out of the way when they're moving it, and, you know, just stay home, and if you've got, you know, trailers or something there sitting around, hey, pull them up off the road, and they'll do the best to get all that snow out away where you guys can get out and about.
That's a good point. I'm glad you brought that up. Greg, sir, thank you very much. We'll keep in touch. Thank you again.
You bet, Rich.
Greg Tetley with Tetley Storm Chasing. We will keep you posted. More updates on this weather, this winter storm of all days, all the weekends, Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. We'll keep you posted here on High Plains Radio.